This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening, High Flag Day Roz. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Most politicians nowadays don't seem to, and both flavors, do not show much understanding or respect for the principles of personal liberty. We criticize our political leaders, but we must recognize that their behavior simply reflects the values of people who elected them to office. So this means that we're all to blame for the greater governmental control over our lives and the decline in personal liberty. Initially, the premise has to be that we own ourselves. I'm my private property, you are yours. If we accept the notion of self-ownership, then certain acts can be deemed moral or immoral. Murder, rape, and theft are immoral because those acts violate private property. Most Americans accept that murder and rape are immoral, but we are a little bit ambivalent about theft. Theft can be defined as taking the rightful property of one American and giving it to another to whom it does not belong. It is also theft to forcibly use one person to serve the purposes of another. At least two-thirds of federal spending can be described as Congress taking the rightful property of one American and giving it to another American to whom it does not belong. So-called mandatory spending totaled $2.45 trillion in 2015. Two-thirds of the federal budget goes toward Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, food assistance, unemployment, and other programs and benefits that fall into the category of taking from some and giving to others. To condemn legalized theft is not an argument against taxes to finance the constitutionally mandated functions of the federal government. We're all obligated to pay those. You know, a lot will say that government spending guarantees one right or another, and that's hogwash. That's just, you know, it's nonsensical. True rights exist simultaneously among people, organically, naturally. That means the exercise of a right by one person does not impose an obligation on another. So, in other words, my rights to speech and travel impose no obligations on another except those of non-interference. For Congress to guarantee a right to health care, food assistance, or any other good or service, whether a person can afford it or not, does not diminish someone else's rights. But it does diminish their right to their earnings. So then we're beginning to legalize theft. Congress has no resources of their own. If Congress gives one person something that he did not earn, it necessarily requires that Congress deprive somebody else of something that they did earn. Then there's contempt for liberty in a lot of these college campuses. And the contempt they have the most for is free speech. The true test of one's commitment to free speech does not come when he permits others to say things with which he agrees. Instead, the true test comes when one permits others to say things with which he disagrees. Colleges lead the nation in attacks on free speech. Some surveys report that over 50% of college students want restrictions on speech that they find offensive. A very difficult liberty pill for many Americans to swallow is freedom of association. As with free speech, the true test for one's commitment to freedom of association does not come when one permits people to voluntarily associate in ways in which he deems acceptable. That test is when he permits people to associate in ways he deems offensive. In a golf club, fraternity, or restaurant, where if they were not to admit a black person, a lot of us would find that offensive. But it's every organization's right to associate freely. On the other hand, a public library, public utility, or public university does not have a right to refuse anybody's service because everybody here are taxpayers. Today, being for personal liberty is a very bold step to take nowadays. You're going to have to be able to cope with people saying a lot of things and engaging in voluntary acts that you deem offensive. You're going to have to face people that believe that you don't know what you're talking about. You're going to find people that, because they don't agree with you, they think you should be hurt, subjugated to something less than you deserve, or, you know, in worst cases, killed. You're going to be called many, many, many vile things, demonized on every front. As gun owners, and this is the thing that I postulate to you, as gun owners, we've been dealing with this for a long time, haven't we? We're the ones that, you know, all of the laws they come out with impact us first. Does nothing to stop crime because criminals don't pay attention to laws anyway. So they can pass every law they want and it impacts a criminal not at all. We're used to them trying to infringe upon our liberties and we're used to being able to pivot, spin away, and reestablish it somewhere else. There's more gun owners in the United States today that are adults than there are adults that are not gun owners. For those that have gone the Trump way and they don't know exactly how to handle this, we need to step up and help them. Help them to understand that there's no way to appease these people. There's no way to make nice with them. They drew the line in the sand. They're the ones that set up the parameters and everything else. They're the ones that have declared war. We've been nice up to this point. People are beginning to get bold and demand their liberty back. It's not going to be the easiest thing in the world. The saddest part of it is that all of these college kids, for example, when they come out into the real world, they come out into the real world where you and I are. And that's not good for them. And we should want it to be good for them because they are the youth of America. But they've gone a different route. They've been indoctrinated. That's why they didn't want Betsy DeVos to be the education secretary. Say what you want about her, but she believes in a parent's right to choose. And education doesn't want you to choose. They want you to accept. They want you to submit. Except there are people like you that own a gun. You carry a gun, perhaps. You've made the ultimate declarative self-reliant statement. I'll take care of myself in this wide, wide world. And I'll call you when I'm done, but I'm going to take care of this myself initially. This kind of self-reliance is a very, very rare thing, but it's good that the gun owners of this nation are stepping up. And more of you are carrying every day because when it's all said and done and in the very, very finalist of analyses, the main thing to remember is that liberty is not something for wimps. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Hey, coming out of Mexico, you know, they Mexico is, they're constantly coming up here telling us that we need to adopt gun control. A lot of times, gun controllers here in the United States, they compare, they promote for civilian disarmament by comparing us to a select group of developed countries. And they cherry pick the list of nations forming the basis for their statistical analysis to promote their anti-gun agenda. Because America alone is awash with guns. And, you know, there's no proper gun control. And America pays the price with firearm-related murder rates that dwarf the peers. The ploy plays into the racist idea that Europe, Scandinavia, and Australia are our natural peers. The ruse studiously avoids counting developed countries where gun control is and has been an abject failure. Nations like Mexico. So we get this from BorderlandBeat.com to tell the tale. Paris Alejandro Salazar writes, during the 43 months of Enrique Peña Nieto's administration, there have 43 months, remember 43 months, there have been 66,433 murders recognized by the federal government and the state prosecutors, and 2016 turned out to be one of the most violent in that presidential term. Intentional homicides increased 14% in comparison to 2015, which had been the most violent. 2016, a murder is committed every 25 minutes. According to the National Public Security System, from January to June 2015, 8,979 murders were committed. That's equal to the number, the entire number that we had here. Actually, it's 500 or more. While in the same period of 2016, 10,301 were committed. Mexico, on average, experiences 56 murders a day. Now, they will tell you that we experience 60-something gun violence deaths here, 90-something gun violence deaths, of which two-thirds of those are suicides. Throughout 2015, 18,665 murders were committed, while in the first 6 months of 2016, there have been 10,301 intentional homicides reported. That's an increase of 55.1% in 1 year in Mexico. With the 18,665 murders in 2015, it was placed as the most violent year of the administration by Mr. Nieto, followed by 2013 with 18,447 murders, followed by 2014 with 17,324, and in December of 2012 with 1,696. In 2016, the state of Mexico ranks first nationally in intentional homicide with 1,136, followed by Guerrero with 1,052, Chihuahua with 592, Michoacan with 594. You get the picture. Mexico is, they need to shut up. They got that. They need to clean up their own house. Now, one of the things that I don't see being addressed in this push to go after the suppressors is short-barreled rifles. These guns are one of the other there's three items restricted on the NFA, in addition to the other, whatever that is. Suppressors, fully automatic weapons, short-barreled rifles, and shotguns. You have to get the same $200 tax stamp for a short-barreled rifle as you would for a fully automatic weapon. Despite this, SBR popularity has increased over the last few years, with a lot of gun owners adding shorties to their collection, and it is a natural direction for the market to go. Chris Barrett, the president of Barrett Firearms, said there are so many choices of amazing firearms now. Short little carbines that we saw in the movies as kids are now actually obtainable. And now they're moving out of the movies and into the hands of actual gun owners. And this, there's something to be said for the petite little platform with the short-barreled rifle. And adding a suppressor to an SBR, of course, now you're getting into the You're getting into the double tax stamp, and if you, of course, go with the fully automatic one, which you can't go with the new one nowadays, then you've got the triple deal, $600 you got to spend. For those of us that are sitting around, I have not sought one out. I haven't decided to get one yet. I would like to have one that's actually about 10 inches long. 10-inch long barrel, that'd be enough. Just a regular muzzle device. I don't need a suppressor. I don't care. The shortcomings. Now, I have run AR pistols with the SBT stock on it. There are, as nice as they are, there's a couple of things I don't like about them. Because they're short, you're basically launching a fireball about the size of, I don't know, a beach ball off the end of it. Yeah. If all of these discipline things that you're thinking about, light discipline and noise discipline is something you're going to be a little concerned with, the short barrel rifle is not going to be the way to go. That is not keeping anybody from doing this. But my question is this. Why is this something that should be registered? Why is this something that should be registered? The SBR is becoming more and more and more common. It is probably, well, I don't know whether it would be number one or number two to get one of these things, because suppressors are only legal in 42 states. I don't know if the SBRs are legal in all 50 states. But, I mean, there's also things like the KPOS and the Rony that allow you to take your Glock 17, for an example, and drop it into this frame. And then you have a 9mm carbine that is a short barrel rifle. So, I haven't ever said too much about these because they're not a big item on my list. I like my 16-inch rifles. Okay, that's pretty good for me. And well, I just like them. But it would be nice to see the entire NFA just simply go away. Just take a hike. We don't need you anymore. Wouldn't make any difference. I don't know of any NFA items that have ever been used in a crime, to be honest with you. But that's all beside the point. When we get back, we're going to talk about the compelling need for national reciprocity. This is Lock and Load.
Selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, America is not the country that Barack Obama said it was. America is not the country that the Washington Post says it is. America is not the country that the fake stream media tells you that you are. We're very charitable. We're very kind. We're very giving. We are a big, wonderfully diverse country full of great people. We do have some bad neighborhoods, and we have some bad guys, and we have seemingly endless rural stretches with the sheer magnificence of our sprawling landscapes. In those areas, police response times might be well above the national average. It's a country of 50 states that grew from sea to shining sea on the gumption of the pioneer spirit grounded on individual freedom. Our Second Amendment protected rights, which can come down to a right of self-preservation being paramount. That may seem obvious to any of you that are carrying a concealed weapon, but it's worth saying out loud, if only to counter the insular worldview of the fake stream media members and politicians who behave as if America is a land of 320 million dependent children who need to be taught how to act and think as their betters do. But the problem here is that America is big and complicated. But we all have the same rights, and that's what ties us together. Though state law can vary widely, we all have those same liberties protected within the U.S. Bill of Rights. We're supposed to be able to carry this constitutional freedom with us when we travel around the country. With regards to the Second Amendment, we utilize this right to protect ourselves, to hunt, to compete in shooting competitions, or just because we want to, period, as is our right. Carrying around the country, though, is not as easy as it should be. We can drive in every state as long as we have a driver's license from one state, or even, in some cases, from a foreign country. We can do this even though driving, legally speaking, is only a privilege. But currently, we cannot necessarily carry concealed as we travel, even if it is legal to do so where we go, and even if we have a permit to do so where we reside, despite the fact that the right to own and bear arms is a constitutional right, not just this legal privilege. This is why the NRA is backing federal legislation to ensure that law-abiding citizens have this right even when they travel to another state. And for those that would say to you, I don't want the feds involved in it. Let's let the states make this decision. We need to get everybody to recognize this. Tell me how you're going to do it. Tell me how you're going to get New Jersey, New York, Maryland, Illinois, Hawaii, and California as an example to recognize your right to carry a weapon. Tell me how you're going to do it. I live in South Carolina. I cannot go to Minnesota, where my network is, and go visit those guys and carry a gun. I might be able to if I either get the New Hampshire or Utah permit, but see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Depending on where you go, there's going to be some states that it doesn't matter. In New York, where you can get a permit to carry a gun, you can't carry into New Jersey. In New Jersey, although the Senate President, Sweeney, has a concealed carry permit, very few people seem to have them over there. So these states, these, for lack of a better word, bad actors that are out there as far as your rights are concerned, they're not going to get out there and voluntarily empower you to defend yourself. Just ask Shanine Allen. Self-defense, when we travel, is only one reason that we need this, but it's a good reason all by itself. You don't lose your right to self-defense when you cross a state line. But here, let me give you some examples. March 4, Louisiana, New Orleans man who forced his way into an Amity City, Louisiana residence was shot in the leg during a fight with one of the occupants. March 5th, Oklahoma, a homeowner in Del City, Oklahoma, told police he had to shoot a man who came violently through his front door. Shooting happened at about 9:30 p.m. The police did not arrest the homeowner. March 6th, Washington State, KBDB territory, a man from Poolesbo, Washington, was shot by a homeowner as he broke into her home. March 7th, Georgia, Subway store employee shot a man who police said tried to rob the Cobb County restaurant. March 8th, Indiana, robber attempted to hold up a Phillips 66 gas station, shot by the armed store owner. Why should your right to self-defense end when you cross into another state? Here in South Carolina, we only just got the right to carry in, we only just got reciprocity with Georgia. And we didn't have reciprocity with Georgia with the most stupid of reasons. Right now in South Carolina, they're considering, once again, constitutional carry. It has passed the House. It always passes the House. If they actually passes the Senate, I'll sit up and take notice for right now, all of you people that are saying, well, Bill, they're considering it. They've been considering it. I know you're new to this. If I don't get excited, it's not because I think I know more than you. I've just been there more often than you. I've seen this movie before. Your right to self-defense should not be finite. It should not be based on your location. These states, it will not do it. Okay. Back in the 60s, we had to go into states and force compliance with the Civil Rights Act. This is not a state rights issue. Now, any state that's out there... If any state that was out there decided to outlaw abortion altogether, which is not even a right, it's just something they found somehow the Supreme Court found it as a right. It became a right that way. They tried to outlaw that. The feds would come down on them like a ton of bricks. You can't even not bake a cake for somebody if it goes against your religious principles. But you know what? They can restrict your right to self-defense anytime they want. Because states' rights. And I'm tired of that excuse. I'm sorry. So let's sit back and see what happens. It will bear watching. If it does pass the Senate, if it does pass the House, and when they bring it up for a vote, McConnell needs to go thermonuclear. He needs to show that the Democrats need to understand that they are decimated. They no longer really exist. Come 2018, they may not even in any practical way exist. They will be back. But in the meantime, the people have spoken, and they're the ones that made their bed. So they can enjoy their time in California where they can run the clock. I mean, they can run that score up all they want, and they still only get 55 electoral votes. I'm good with that, completely good with that. But these states are going to be forced in. They need to be forced into compliance. They need to be forced, and then let's deal with the lawsuits and put them away and be done and move on to the next thing. One success after another. Boom, 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 boom. That's what we need. We haven't had that in a long time. I don't know if we've never had it in my lifetime. When we get back, we're going to go ahead and pick on John Lott for a bit because he's put out some really good stuff. This is Lock and Load.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, You now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. During his 8 years as president, Barack Obama's administration experienced an explosion in gun sales. Annual background checks more than doubled between 2008 and 2016. In the 18 months leading up to the 2016 election, gun sales set one new record after another. When a pro-Second Amendment candidate won the election, most observers figured that the gun sales would at last begin to drop. They were looking for something they call the Trump slump. But that hasn't worked out that way. Conventional wisdom held that the sharp rise in gun sales over the course of Obama's presidency was driven, at least in part, by the threat of gun control. That's why everyone expected gun sales to decline after Trump's victory. And yet, the average monthly gun sales from November through February are up from the already very high level in October. In fact, there was a large increase in gun sales immediately following the election. November had a record-setting month. On Black Friday, there was a single day with 185,713 background checks. December sales were not quite at record levels, but they were still the second highest monthly total ever. And January and February sales data slipped below last January and February's, but they were still on the second highest January and February sales on record. Looking at anecdotal studies or stories right after the election that suggested that people, particularly minorities, might be buying guns out of a fear of a Trump presidency. The National African American Gun Association saw a 7% increase in members just over the Thanksgiving weekend. NBC News contacted a bunch of gun store owners who reported seeing up to four times as many black and minority customers. The Liberal Gun Club... that should be changed to the leftist gun club, but they call themselves the Liberal Gun Club. They say their membership is up 10%. Many news stories quote liberals saying they bought a gun for the first time ever after the election. There were other signs that gun control was beginning to tank. Miss Sloan was a pro-gun control movie. It flopped miserably in December. Despite being heavily advertised and promoted in the fake stream media, film's second weekend saw an average of fewer than 10 viewers per day per theater. I have more than that here. with a lot less of a budget. And I don't think I look as nice as the star of that movie. In November, Nevada narrowly passed a ballot initiative that imposes background checks on private transfers, the so-called universal background check. And the victory of less than one percentage point came only as a result of the $20 million in spending that was funded by Bloomberg. That amounts to $35.30 per vote. Same initiative lost in Maine by 4%, despite similar massive spending. So much for the oft-repeated claim that 80 to 90% of Americans favor this kind of law. But there's broader statistical evidence that the leftists at least temporarily changed their views on guns. Gun sales in November, right after the election, rose most sharply in the most heavily Democratic states. Among the seven states, plus the District of Columbia, that the New York Times categorizes as consistently voting for Democrats, there was a 20.6% increase in background checks from October to November. That's huge. By contrast, there was only a 4.5% increase among the 19 states at the Times labeled as consistently Republican. Excluding California, there was still a 13.1% increase in gun sales in the other heavily Democrat states and D.C. That's still almost three times the increase in heavily Republican states. But California's massive 44% increase in sales in November and December was undoubtedly due in large part to new regulations banning the sale of certain guns after December 31st. January sales in California plummeted so much that they were down 28% below the level in October. But these numbers show that this was a temporary phenomenon. Excluding California, comparing October with November through February, background checks increased for both heavily Democratic and Republican states, but the increase for non-California heavily Democratic states was just 0.3%. On the other hand, black states also experienced larger post-election sales, and the trend continued through February. Comparing background checks in October to the average monthly rate in November through February, the 25 states with the highest percentage of black Americans had more than twice the relative increase in gun background check compared to October, relative to the 25 states where the black Americans were relatively underrepresented. 25% or the 25 most heavily black American states averaged 18% black Americans. 25 least black American states averaged just 3.3% black Americans. All of this fits in with this general notion and the trend that we see in gun use and ownership. The number of concealed handgun permits has gone from 4.6 million to over 15 million now. And over the last 4 years, some data indicates that permit holding has been increased about 75% more quickly among minorities than among white people. The number of women with permits has increased twice as quickly as the number of men with permits. According to a December 2014 Pew poll, 57% of Americans believe that gun ownership protects people from becoming victims of crime. 38% believe that it puts people's safety at risk. That's an 8 percentage point increase in positive views from just 2 years earlier. Except for Democrats as a whole, every group identified by Pew had come to view gun ownership more positively. The two groups with the largest shift in attitude were black Americans and women. Compared to 2 years before, nearly twice the percentage of black Americans answered that gun ownership does more to protect them than harm them. It rose from 29 to 54%. Welcome to my world, black America. You are more than welcome to join us. For women, the increase was 11 percentage points. Gallup polls have shown some remarkable changes in data over time. In 2000, only 35% of respondents thought that guns in the home made them safer. By the end of 2014, that answer went to 63%. Even 41% of Democrats answered that way. Sale numbers imply that while the sudden increase in gun sales in Democrat states was likely temporary, a more fundamental change may be occurring within black America. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. And there's a couple of questions out there. Why do people like me keep buying guns? at such a high rate. It's not because of fear, because I've got guns already. So much for that mantra. As women and minorities come to support gun ownership in increasing numbers, the gun control advocate is going to find themselves a diminishing quantity very shortly, if not already. That's good. I think every woman out there should be carrying a gun. Black, white, plaid, I don't care. Every one of you ladies should be carrying a gun. If you can own it, you should be carrying it. You should train with it. You're better shot than I am. You can shoot anything that I can shoot. You take direction better. At the end of the day, if we go to a class, you're going to be doing better than I am. Because I'm too busy being cool. But you'll be too busy learning. Black America, finally you see through the facade that is the leftist viewpoint that they've been selling you for all this time. Finally, you come and embrace something that I wish you had done a long time ago. But that's okay, because it's where you end the game that matters the most. We're about to spin to hour number two. When we get back, we'll continue on with this rant. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.